Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Gimel. We're holding six lines from the bottom of the Amud Rav Papa Omar. What is the Gemara referring to? So yesterday we learned about Chas V'Shalom, someone who is going to get Skila, that the Skila did not take place next to the Bezdin, but rather you did it Chutz L'Sholosh Machnois. Chutz L'Sholosh Machnois in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that meant outside of Yerushalayim. How did you get to three machnes outside of Yerushalayim? Because you had the machne Shechina, which was the Azura, that was the actual Beis HaMikdash itself. Then you had the machne Leviya, which was the Har HaBayis. And then the machne Yisrael was the rest of Yerushalayim. Therefore, since we're doing the Skila, Chutz L'Sholosh Machnois meant outside of the city limit. And so today, not today Mamish, but post the outside of Yerushalayim, during the time when the Beis HaMikdash was standing and all the Yidden lived in Eretz Yisrael, every one of the cities had 200, those cities that had at least 120 or 230 inhabitants. We had a Machloikis, one Ma'adi Yavis says 277. Anyway, if you had a minimum number of inhabitants, you had a Sanhedrin Ketana of 23. And if Chas V'Shalom, they paskin that someone gets skila, you didn't have the skila in the town itself, but outside the town, Chutz L'Sholosh Machnois. And the one I asked yesterday, what was the makar? How do you know that, in fact, the skila had to take place Chutz L'Sholosh Machnois? And the Gemara learned a gzeirah shava from the din of the Purim HaNisrofim. By the Purim HaNisrofim, that's referring specifically to the Par Koyin HaMashiach, and the Par Helam Dovashel Tzibur, both of those had to be burned Chutz L'Machne, together with, on the same place where they did the Shefach HaDeshen, the Haromas HaDeshen from the Mizbeach, all of that was one Mon Mokoyim outside Yerushalayim. Therefore, we learn from that, the same applies here. How did we learn it? The Gemara learned it with a Gzeirah Shava. Nemar Ka Mi Chutz L'Machne. It says that by the Mekalev, and it says by the Purim HaNisrofim, also El Michutz L'Machne. So the Gemara said we have a Seirah Shava, just like over there, it's Chutz L'Sholosh Machnois. Here too, it's Chutz L'Sholosh Machnois. So that was the essence of yesterday's discussion. And now Rav Papa says, I have a second Makar. The Gemara is going to ask subsequently, the first Makar that we just learned was a Braisa. The Gemara said, the Tanur Rabbanan, Hoytzias HaMakalel, how do you know Chutz L'Sholosh Machnois? Based on this Gzeirah Shava. The fact that Rav Papa is giving his own pshat is a tremendous chidush, because once we have a Tana in a Braisa giving us the Makar, we don't need Rav Papa, who is one of the latest Amiroim, to give a Makar. So Gemara is going to discuss that later. But in the meantime, Rav Papa Amar, Moshe Heicha Havi Yosef, where was Moshe residing? He was residing in Machne Leviya. That was in the times of the Midbar. We had the Machne Shechina was the Mishkan, the Machne Leviya was around the Mishkan, and the Machne Yisrael was around the Machne Leviya. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was within the Machne Leviya, which itself was the second Machne. The Yom Lerachman, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what you do with the Mekalel? Hoyitzias Mekalel Mechutz L'Machne. So at the very minimum, that would be Chutz L'Machne Leviya, because that's where Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting or standing at that time. And then it says, after that in the Pasuk, Vayitziu es ha-mekal el mechutz l'machne. Why does it repeat el mechutz l'machne again? To tell you chutz l'machne Yisrael. To tell you chutz all three machnes. So this is a new makar for the din of chutz l'sholosh machnes, according to Rav Papa. Moshe was in the middle of Machne Leviya. Rebbeinu Shlom said, take the mekal out, which means at the very least outside of Machne Leviya. It says, Vayitziu es ha-mekal mechutz l'machne. So that adds another mechutz l'machne. Is Sholosh Machnes. Frey Timara, I don't know how you can go and add the second Machne and the third Machne. Haimi boy leila asir, meaning, if you look at the psukim that we just quoted, Hoyitzis Makal Elzer boy Yishloim is giving the tzivoy to Moshe Rabbeinu. Take the Makal out, chutz the Machne. And then, after that, the next pasuk, a couple of psukim later, it says, Vayitzis Makal, may in fact followed through with what Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, and they took the Makal out in Chutz L'Machne. So this wouldn't seem to be redundant. This seems to be that the first pasuk is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, and the Yetziu is the commission, is the
carrying out.
The carrying out. Execution. Thank you very much. The execution of the execution. Yeah, that's right. Chutz Machan Yisrael. So Ibazoi, how can you go and count that as yet an addition of the Chutz Machan? Everyone Asiya behed Yeksiva. Asiya, we have a Beferish Apostik. And what's that Beferish Apostik? The very Apostik that we just spoke about has these Lashonis. If you look at Torah Ora Sholem 1 on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, you'll see it says, Mepotli Dabra Moshe Ben Yisrael, Vayutziu Es HaMekalel El Michutz LaMachne, Vayirgimu Oisoi Oven. And then the Pasuk says, "When Israel also kasher to Hashem as Moshe." So the same Pasuk talks about both Asher also Bnei Israel, and it talks about you have that there too. Yeah. Oh, beautiful, gevaldik. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, "When Israel also kasher to Hashem as Moshe," so it already says the Asiyah, "When Israel also they did it." So what do I need there? Vayutziu Es HaMekalel Michutz LaMachne. It could have just simply said, "Vayidaber Moshe Bnei Israel." Why do you have to say, well, you see, it's Makal Mechutz Lamachna? No, it's El Mechutz Lamachna. It's Ibrik, superfluous to tell us that's number three, Chutz Lamachna Yisra. So, by the fact that it says, when Yisrael Osu, that means that the earlier words, Vayitzias and Makalo, are superfluous. So, what does the same Pasuk say? Vayirgmu Oisei Oven. That would also seem to be superfluous. Because it says, Hoitzis Makal Mechutz Lamachna, Virogmu Oisoi, that's what's the Lashon HaPasuk exactly. Hoitzis HaMakal, number one in yesterday's. Some who call a Shoimis Yideh Maroshah V'rogmu Oisoi Kol Wa'edah. Shteita V'rogmu Oisoi. So why does it have to repeat it over here? V'yigmu Oisoi Oven. So my Abdile, what is the purpose of that? For a price, it says in the Pasuk, V'yigmu Oisoi. The word Oven is a mistake. V'yigmu Oisoi Oven. The base should come out. Oisoi V'loi B'ksusoi. Oven she'im meis be'evan achas yotzo. Now, the whole v'yigmu oisei oven is unnecessary because Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Rogmu oisei, go and stone him." And the pasuk already says, "V'nei Yisrael osu kasher tzivah Hashem as Moshe." So, what do I need this v'yigmu oisei oven? Number one, v'yigmu oisei. It could have said v'yirgimu hu. Why does it v'yigmu oisei? The oisei comes to tell you that oisoi, just the body of that individual of the mekalel, and nothing in addition. Filoi b'ksusoi, without any clothing. Why does it say oven? Shemeis be'evanachas yotza. This din of skila doesn't mean you have to go and throw 150 stones. You throw one big boulder. If that works, you're done. You don't have to do anything further. As we'll see in the more another line, if however that wasn't sufficient, then you will add. So that's what I need the Moisei oven for, to tell us these two halachas without ksus and one eb. V'yitzrach l'michtav oven, v'yitzrach l'michtav avonim. The word avonim is not here in the parasha of Mekalil, it's in the parasha of the Mekoshesh Eitzim. And there it says in the Pasuk that avonim, if you have the number two, v'yoyimer Hashem Moshe, Moisei yumaso ish rogoim oisei bo avonim. So here it says oven, it says avonim. So I'll tell you why. Yitzchak Lichtav Eben, Yitzchak Lichtav Avonim. The Ikos Rachmane Eben Eben Amina, Heichad Loi Meis Bechada, Loi Neis Echriti Lichtale. I might have thought that if you only brought one oven and it didn't work, meaning it wasn't strong enough, the fellow was very robust, and this Eben did not do the trick. Okay, so Hashem had Rachmane on him, you know, V'hitzilu Eida, now let him go free. I might have thought that. Ikos Rachmane Avonim, that if the first one didn't work, throw a second. If the second one doesn't work, throw a third. Until, unfortunately, he passes away. Without the word oven, havamina meikara naisi tarte. I would think the mitzvah is to go and throw two avanim at the outset. Oven, you only throw one. If one does the trick, you're done. If it doesn't do the trick, then you go and throw a second or third, whatever you need. Yes.
Doesn't the actual act of execution by stoning start with pushing him off of an elevator?
Two-story building.
Right, so...
And therefore,
what if he dies from that?
The earth is a stone that hits him. He hits
that earth. Considered Evan Echad?
That's a good question. That you have to push him off, and Mark is going to tell us shortly, whether or not if that does the trick, whether you still need the oven... I don't know offhand. It could be that the Gemara will still address it. It could be a Mishnah still address it. At the moment, I don't know. But in the meantime, We've now finished the Raya or the Makor according to Rapapa, and now Gemara asks what we asked before. I don't understand why Rapapa has to find a brand new drasha. We already had a Makor based on that previous price that I have a Gzeira Shava. Here it says El Mechutz L'machne, and by the Parma Nisrafim it says El Mechutz L'machne. We learn one for the other. It's like Parma Nisrafim. It's three machnes. Here too it's three machnes. V'haytan and Nemar Ka'amar. Eved the Gemara Iloi Nemar Ka'amar. What the Braisa really means to say is that if I didn't have Psukim, then I could learn it from Gzeira Shava. V'achin Ka'amar. Iloi Nemar Ka'amar. If I didn't have the benefit of the Psukim the way Rav Papa has now interpreted them, then I would say, well, I have Gzeira Shava, and Mechutz HaMachna, Mechutz HaMachna. Now that I have these psukim, which we learned, Hoytzeis Mekalev, and Vayitzivus Mekalev, which tells us that there are three machnas altogether, Gzeira Shava Leitzarach, so we don't need the Gzeira Shava. Even though it doesn't say any of these words in the Braisa, but that's how Rav Papa is interpreting the Braisa, that this Gzeira Shava would have been a back-up option if I didn't have the actual psukim from the Torah. Ravashi or Maravashi starts off the same way that Rapapa starts off, but he ends off differently, as we'll see in a moment. Ravashi Omar, Moshe Chavi Yosef, same thing by Rapapa, Machlevir, Yom Lerachmano, Itzis Mekal, Mechutz Lamachna, which means Chutz Lamachna, Chutz Lamachlevir. Now here's where we differ Ravashi from Rapapa, because Rapapa learned Itzis Mekal, El Mechutz Lamachna as one clause. Based on that, Chutz Lamachlevir. How do I know Machne Yisrael? I have to have a new pasuk for Yitzias and Makala Mechutz LaMachne. Says Ravashi, no. I'm going to split up the words Hoytzias and Makala El Mechutz LaMachne into two limudim. Hoytzias and Makala gets the Makala out. Out of where? Out from where he is currently. Where is he currently? In the Machne Levir. And then the pasuk continues on El Mechutz LaMachne. What do I need a Mechutz LaMachne? To tell you one more Machne, which is Machne Yisrael. Is up to more nachmo. Moshe heichav yosim machna levia. And Torah says hoytzis mekala. Right. Remember when Rapapa said it says hoytzis mekala mechutz lemachna. He was saying hoytzis mekala. Where do you take the mekala out? That means chutz lemachna levia. And then the pasuk continues on hoytzis mekala mechutz lemachna. That is mechutz lemachna Yisrael. So I don't need to come on to the vayotziu as hamekala. I already know from the earlier pasuk that it's chutz to sholosh machnas. So thank you for the joy. For Yitzias and Makalel, what do I need that for? So it's well, Asiya, like the Gemara thought in the Havamin, and remember on the Yomid Beis, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hoytzias and Makalel. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, no, do your job, and they did it. By Yitzias and Makalel, they followed it to the nth degree, whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, and Moshe told Klal Yisrael, Yitzias and Makalel. So that's Asiya. We have an Yisrael also Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. So what do I need the extra Vayitziu? So Homiboyelei, you take out the two chats. Homiboyelei the smicha ulitchia. What means the smicha ulitchia? In this pasuk which we just read, which is number one, Vayidama Moshe el bnei Yisrael Vayitzias and Makala Vayirgmo Oisei Oven bnei Yisrael also, it left out two earlier steps. What are those steps? Number one, Smicha, and number two, Dechiyah. The what's made Smicha and Dechiyah? So if we go back to the earlier Pasuk number one on Mem Beis Amid Beis, says, Hoytzias HaMakal El Mechutz LaMachne, V'samcho Kol HaShoymes Yedeyim Al Roishoy, all of those that heard the Klol HaRachmon Litzlan, those are the Edim and the Dayanim, when it was repeated, what do they have to do? They have to put Smicha on the head of this Makalel, and then Varag Moise Kala Eid, and then you have to go and stone him, Rachman al-Islam. So it says, there a din of Smicha. So, L'choy, this Pasuk should have repeated it, and should have said, Vayidam Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Vayitzias Makalel, and they did the Smicha, and then they did Vayirgmu Oisei Oven, but it left it out. So that's what Agamar is saying, that's what I need the Bnei Yisrael also to include that Smicha. This is Tchia. Tchia is like Ariel was telling us a couple of minutes ago, that you have to push him off from the roof of a building. We'll see more about that in Mi'at Hashem later tonight or tomorrow in the next couple of Vlad. So what means Tchia is to go and push off? Now it doesn't say anywhere in the case of Makalu or Makoshish or in the case of Skila generally, it doesn't say anything about the Tchia. However, says Rashi, we learn Tchiyah from the case of Har Sinai, because it said in the Pasuk, Sakol Yisakel Oyoroi Yiyoreh, and Behemim Ishlo Yichya, whoever gets too close to the top of the mountain, Chas V'Shalom, Heim Yalu V'Har, then Chas V'Shalom, they get Skila. Sakol Yisakel Oyori Yiyoreh. The Gemara learns Yori Yiyoreh means that the Edom have to go and push the person from the heights, and then push him down to the earth. How tall does it have to be? At least stay koimois. We're going to learn about that in Mi'at Hashem later on in the Mishnah. But anyway, bottom line is that the Chia doesn't say this pasuk either. So that's when Yisrael also comes to tell you that you have to push the person off. First you do the smicha, then you do the Chia, push him off, and then you do the stoning. Omni Rabban Ravashi, Lididoch, Kohani, Hoiti Dechsivi, the Paramah Nisraf, and my Tashis. So Rabban now say to Ravashi, until now, we always thought that El Michutz L'Machne is part of a sentence, part of the clause. Hoitz is Makal, El Michutz L'Machne. That it's one clause, and that's why Rapapa said, that tells us, take the Makal outside of the Machne Levi. But what you've done is you've split it and said, Hoitz is Makal, take him out. El Michutz L'Machne means yet another Machne. But if that's the case, what are you going to do with all the Michutz L'Machne that we have by the Paramah Nisraf? Yesterday we had the two psukim, pasuk number 2 and pasuk number 3, v'hoitzi es kol hapor el michutz l'machne el mokem tohar. Number 3 was v'hoitzi es hapor el michutz l'machne v'sorav oisek hashor sorav es hapor el rishon. So in both cases it says v'hoitzi es hapor el michutz l'machne. Aha. So the way we learned it yesterday was v'hoitzi es kol hapor el michutz l'machne. It's one machne. Which is the second one. The first one was by the Par Kohen Mashiach. Second one is by the Helm Dovishal Tzibur. So now we know two machnas. And then I had by the Haroma Sadashen, it says you have to be take that also Mechutz L'Machna. So I had all three. Once I have three over there, then I learned Kzei Rishav Mechutz L'Machna, Mechutz L'Machna to the Mekalel, that also has to be Chutz L'Shosh Machnas. But the way Ravashi is learning that you're splitting up the Hoitzis of Mekalel El Michutz L'Machne into two separate machnois. So if that's the case, we should have to have five or six machnois. Because by the original one, the Par Koyin Mashiach, V'hoitzi is kol hapor, right, that's already one Chutz L'Machne. And then it says El Michutz L'Machne, that's already two. And then we have the next one, which is the Par Helm Dov Shel Tzibur, V'hoitzi is hapor, that's already three. El Michutz L'Machne, that's now four. And then you're going to get to the Shefa Chadeshin, the Haroma Sadeshin, that's going to be five or six. So you're going to have so many. It says, also, Vahitzi Sadeshin, that would be five. El Michutz Machnas, six. So what are you going to do with all of these? We only have three Machnas, we don't have six Machnas. My Dash, it would be more Kasha. That's good, Kifrek. You have a good point. The Gemara doesn't give an answer. We continue on. At the end of the Mishnah, told us that we still have one last savings option for the person who is now condemned to be executed. And that is that we have a person standing right next to the Besen, and he's holding in his hand sudrin, like flags. And then there's a sus, which is rutz lefonav, which means he stands there at the Besen, and then at some distance, there has to be that each one can still see each other, so twice, 100 feet, 200 feet, 500 feet, depending on the climate, the environment, whatever, you had a sus standing there. And if someone rushes into Bezin and says, wait, don't go and execute Yankel Smith. I just found a good evidence to support his case. And or two new Edom come in and say those first Edom are Edom Zomimim. So then the waver of the flags begins waving furiously. And then the horse realizes, oh, that means that there's someone who's trying to defend this poor fellow. And then the sus runs ahead to try to stave or to stop the execution, and they schlep either keep the person there or schlep him back at the Bezin. That's a shaila. But the point is, we continue now the deliberations in the Bezin. We thought the case was closed, but now we have reopened it to see whether or not there's any real credible case or credible evidence that might favor acquittal. Sazokti Yimari, yes. Back to our Gemara, Mem Gimel Amen Aleph, Echad Oivet. Echad Oivet means that person standing with the Sudra. Omer Avunah, Pshitli, it's a double portion to me. Echad Evin Shenisklubah, V'echad Eitz Shenitlubah, V'echad Tzayiv Shenerikbah, V'echad Sudra Shenechlikbah, Kulon Mishel Tzibur. In other words, we're now unfortunately scheduled to execute this fellow, and we need certain materials that are costly, that cost money. And for instance, the Evet Sheniskalba, someone has to either buy the Evet, we have to pay for the labor of carving the Evet out from the quarry and bringing it here. And the Eid Shenitlaba, after every skila, there's always a tliya, and always hangs up the person that was stoned. So that eats that pole, you have to buy the pole, put it into the ground, etc. Echad Saif Shenerig Boy, the sword that was used, Chas V'Shalom, in the case of Herig, of decapitation. The Echad Sudur Shenechlik Boy, if you're doing Hanika, you have to have the Sudur. All of these, who pays for these materials, and who presumably pays for the labor involved? So Gemara, Kulon Mishel Tzibur. The Tzibur has to pay for it.
We didn't mention Shreifa. We skipped Shreifa.
Gemara said the same thing applies to that little thing, the Psila. Look, okay. What's bothering you is bothering the second choices. Pshita Echad Evan, Hodle Choshev Psila, Shenizra, Bom. Pshita Breis, come on, they tell me Kulon, they come on, they tell me Kulon, they come on, anyway, this price that we're quoting now really refers to that Mishnah, and there you can't. Shkoyach Mendi for the delicious chicken, we gave you credit for the mamar and the alice. And we even mentioned that you were ably represented by your item. You're welcome. Yizokti Gemara said, Kul Mishal Tziba. Everything is Mishal Tziba. My taima, the medidei loy amrinin le zil v'lei se v'liktal nafshe. To go and say that he should go and pay for the things that we're using to execute him, it's a snitch that doesn't really, the propriety is difficult. You, unfortunately, this person is being executed, but you got to go pay for the execution material.
Isn't that like Chimlay and Robin?
Yes, it's similar. So that's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara doesn't say expressly. The Gemara just simply says, we don't say that he should pay for it. That Zil Valay say that he should go to the store or he should put up the money, Valikto Nafshe, for the execution means. But there could perhaps be another pshat as well. You'll recall we had earlier on that if and when, Chas V'Shalom, a husband is divorcing his wife, then who has to go pay for the scribe? He has to pay for it himself. It says the boss, the kosav, lo sefer krisis, v'nosim biyada, he has to pay for it. But the Gemara says, well, in the today, we have the women paying for the get. Why is that? Because otherwise, if we're going to wait for the man, she might be in a guna for the next 20 years. You're going to say, I'm not paying. If he's not going to pay, then he won't give the get, and he won't give the get, she'll never be stuck with this very difficult individual. So therefore, we said, you know what? Let her go and pay for it. So it could be the same svar over here too. If we're going to go and tell the person who is about to be executed, you've got to go and pay.
It's execution. I'm
not paying, or you don't have to wait. I have a CD which is going to go and mature
in about 30 years.
In 30 years from now, or maybe 50 years. And I'll pay. Of course I'll pay you then, no problem. So that's perhaps the svar here as well. Anyway, the Gemara uses that as an introduction. Boy Ravuna, what I spoke about until now, said Ravuna, that's pshitali. But what about the Sudash Manifan by the Sush Shirat Umamida? These two are obviously for his benefit. So if it's for his benefit, maybe he should pay for that. For that fellow that's standing there with the Sudan, and for the Sus, and for the person that's running the Sus, the horseman. Michel Mi, who? Kiman that Saladiday, since it's for his benefit, Mididei, who? Maybe he should pay for it. Idil Makiman de Beidina, Machaivin Lemebid Bahat Salah. Me did too. After all, in the first Mishnah we had, it says in the Pasuk, V'shavto Eida, V'yitzilu Eida. The Eida has to do it well to be matzil. That's why we had all of those rules and regulations regarding the Bezdin. For instance, you always have to be Poisech B'seach B'schus and not B'seach B'choyva. And the one in the deliberations that gave an argument L'schus cannot change his mind during the deliberations B'choyva. And so on and so forth. So, since this is part of the Hashanah, maybe this is our duty, the Bezin's duty. In other words, Kol has to pay for it. V'su, enoch Hashem, hod yom Rav Chiba Rabba Rav Ashi, om Rav Chizim, hayoytze lehorig, mashken oyse kot shol avoyna, ke kois, bik kois shol yayin, ke leishu titra v'dayta. When Chas V'Shalom, a person is about to be executed, shortly before the actual execution, the Mufarshim say, after he says vidoy, because we're going to learn Yet Hashem in the next couple of Mishnayos, that before he's executed, we encourage him to say vidui and to go and try to atone for his sins, to do tshuva. After that is all done, prior to the actual pushing off, we go and give him a drink. What's the purpose of the drink? Kedei shetitrav datoi. What means kedei shetitrav datoi? That he should not have all of his senses, so that when he's being pushed off, he really doesn't know what's going on, so to speak. He's already a little shikker. And then you push him off. Aha. How do I know that that's an inyan to go and give him that drink? Shem says the pasuk, "Sheicholi oived the yain and mori nafesh." Go and give beer for the oived and the yain for mori nafesh. Nobuch those of faturus. Go and give him the wine. V'tani we learn that the price of nashu because of Yerushalayim. Choshev a yidnes who lived in Yerushalayim. Hoyi misnad voice. They would be misnad if they would go and pay. Or mevias oyisan they would go and bring the yain. So now the shayla of our gemara is loy hisnadvu nashu mikaris. What happens in Nashim Mikoris cannot be found anywhere, and they did not bring the wine. Michel Lee, who has to go and pay for this wine? So Timo Havani Mistavra Michel Tzibur. And this one, Lechoira have a good svara to say that Tzibur has to pay for the wine. Aye, it's for the benefit of the condemned. After the Morkim, the Chsiv, Tenu Meiditu. After all, the Lashon is Tenu Sheikh Eloipe. Who's the Tenu? That's obviously not. He himself, he wouldn't be Tanu, he wouldn't be giving himself, somebody else is giving. And Tanu is a Lashon Rabbin. So Zaytzachol says the Gemara, Alfi Svara, that Tzibur has to go and pay for that wine. So presumably they had a storage of wine, except that it was very, very rare, Chas V'Shalom, that anyone had to be executed. So that's why he had to call up the Nashim Yikaris Society. Can you bring over a bottle of wine? Based on this Gemara, they say that that's the reason why when people are at Tikkun or going and giving Kiddush, they go and say L'chaim. Why do you say L'chaim? Because over here we gave the drink to someone, and this drink unfortunately was L'mavis. So if I offer you a drink, and I say, oh, take the nem and this schnapps, take a little wine, whatever. So don't chas v'sholem think, oh, tenu l'mori, yayin l'mori nafesh. No, L'chaim, this wine should be for L'chaim, for you should be able to continue to live for many years to come. So just to differentiate with this minhag that they did for the condemned. One of the Talmidim said, I have a schus. Now you remember we had in the Gemara before, in fact we had in the Mishnah, that if one of the Talmidim says, I have schus, we would go and bring him up, we would listen to him, and we would have him sit in the elevated boxes, so to speak, or the elevated portion where the Sanhedrin were, and he would be among them at least for the day. Depending on whether they afterwards, whether they agreed or didn't agree to his argument, yesh bei mamish, ein bei mamish. But anyway, that's when a Talmud actually spoke up. Here we're talking about that the Talmud raised his hand. Yeah, Rabbi Yisai, I have a schus. No, come to Rav. Kimt. And Benishtatik, unfortunately, by the time he came up to the stage, by the time he got up to speak at the podium, Benishtatik, he became mute. He was no longer able to speak. Mal, so what do we do now? Do we go and consider that in the deliberations that this Talmud said he has a schus? No, let's think about it. Now, so what are we going to do? Okay, we'll think about it, but Lamasi didn't say anything. So Rashi says that perhaps, it sounds like from Rashi that we're talking about a situation where the Bezdin had already met and already unfortunately convicted this individual, and now we're ready to take him to the Beis HaSkila. And now this Talmud says, one second before you take the Beis HaSkila, I have an argument. And remember, we would have the Sudran guy start waving, assuming he was already on his path. But if he hadn't left yet the Beis Din, and he says, I found the schuz, so normally he'd say, okay, hold everything up, let's see what schuz. Hold the horses, exactly. Yeah,
don't hold the horses, release the horses.
Release the horses, okay. Anyway, but the point is, Frank the Gemara, what do we do now? Maybe, says Rashi, maybe we should go and be soiser es hadin, and maybe dayanim acherim. Maybe we should reopen the case, since we cannot hear what he has to say, because nebuch nishtatik. So, you know, let's go and form a new panel of 23 and start
again.
Isn't
there other ways of communicating, such as via writing? I mean, why is that such an impediment to throw?
I know it's very hard to believe, but presumably he was not able to write.
Why nishtatik? Nishtatik is he was quiet?
He was quiet. Hashem caused him to be permanently quiet. He became mute. M-U-T-E. They push the mute button and there's no way of being able to reverse
or something.
Exactly. So now what should we do? So Menapeach Rav Sheshes B'yodei. Rav Sheshes kind of waved his hand away as to say, this is Nishkashayla. Nishtatek afil echem b'sei for oilam nami. Once you're going to worry about Nishtatek, that he had a good argument that we didn't hear, maybe it would be so strong that we would go and reconsider and perhaps acquit the fellow. Once you have that type of havamina, fil echem b'sei for oilam nami. Maybe there's somebody in Australia that if you would bring the Shayla in front of him, you would also come up with a good argument. So whatever is here in Bez that we listen to, whatever we cannot listen to, we can't listen to. So Rav Sheshi, I don't understand what the shayla is.
But don't they have it written by the two sofer, the sofers?
Absolutely, but apparently this Talmud came up with a new argument.
A new one, but right. He cannot say it.
That's the problem. So what should we do? Says Rashi, perhaps we should reopen the case and bring new dayanim. If we're going to keep with the same dayanim, they're presumably not going to change their minds because they've already voted and we're done. However, since this fellow had a nuskus which was not written in the stenographer's recordations, maybe we should start again. You see, look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amid. The nishtatek is ne'elam. He became an ilem, right? In the middle of the Amid. Ilem means that he became nebuch, a mute. Ma, mi omar iloy ishtatek, do we say? Had he not become mute, have a mamish mitvar, he might have said a very convincing argument. So, but we don't know. It's perhaps a tzarech lister sitin. Maybe we should go and say, Rabbi Isai, we reverse our judgment, not that we reverse the conviction, but rather we say, start all over again. Maybe we have to bring 23 new dayanim and start a brand new case. Is that the halacha? Says Rav Sheshi. Rav Sheshi didn't say anything. He kind of motioned with his hand. Ah, because if that's the case, then even someone from Australia. Zokti Imara, the dimyon, the parallel to Australia is not such a good parallel. Because Hosam Leka Omar. There, nobody in Australia sent in a telegram or sent in a fax or an email saying, Rabbi Isai, wait one moment, I have a new argument. We didn't hear from anybody. Bahacha Ka'amar, here in the Talmud said I have a defense, so maybe we should start all over again. It's mine. It's Toshimadi, Rabbi Yossi, Barchanina. We learned in the Braisa, Echon al-Tamidim Shazika, Umeis, he was Mezaka, he said a good Sfora for Zikoy. Unfortunately, he passed away after that statement of Zikoy, and now we're taking a vote, says the Gemara, even though that Talmud never passed away, we can conclude him in the votes. Royan Oisaki Iluchai, as if he's still alive, and therefore count that as his chus within the 23.
But we don't have 23.
What do you have 23? Because no, he passed away.
He's more Talmud. Exactly. So.
Yeah, but apparently we gave him the right to speak up.
But it's over 23 already.
So once again,
it's over 23 people.
Over 23 people. So you're asking, we have now 24. So maybe one of them excused himself, and one of them had to go on a trip. Anyway, but this Talmud we took at least tentatively as a dayan, but unfortunately he passed away. And what the Gemara is telling us is, even though he passed away, we can still count him and his vote. So Zika in Loi Zika Loi. It's only because he spoke up and then he passed away. But in our case of Nishtatik, he never had any chance even to speak up. He just raised his hand, I got his course, and that was it. So the Choyra, we see from Rabbi Yishev Chanina, Tafka Zika in, if he actually voiced that schus, as opposed to just motioning his schus. Zokti Mora, nay, Zika Pshitali. Omarti Boilach. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says, clearly in the case where the Talmud said a very good argument, l'schus, and then he passed away, we will still count his vote because he was able to voice it. What about the Talmud that says, I have a schus and didn't have a chance to go and voice it? Tiboylof, that's a shayla. I don't know what Rabbi Yisrael Chanina would hold under those circumstances. Maybe he himself didn't know what the din would be. He just knew for sure. When he's already saying one tremendous chiddush, the Talmud is dead, and we're going and we're counting his vote. To go and say that we should count even the vote, so to speak, of the person that didn't have a chance to express his chus, that remains an open shayla. Now finally ended the Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah just for a moment. What happens if the person who was convicted, he himself says, I have a chus? So if he said, Yesh lamed al atzmi schus, machzir noisi afele arba b'chomish pam, even four or five times. Ubuvad sheish mamish bedvarav, as long as what he's saying has mamashes. If he's just saying shtusarai, stupidities, then obviously we will ignore him. Only if he says something which sounds reasonable and sensible. Zokti yimara, tafilu pam rishayu shniya, you're telling me even the first and the second time, it's got to be a dovish yesh by mamish, and then we bring him back to the bezdin for further consideration. What time you have a brisa? Pam rishonu shniya bein sheyesh mamish vidbar, bein sheein mamish vidbar, machzir noisai. Even if what he says does not seem to make any sense, nevertheless, if he says I have a defense and I want to express it and I want to go to bezdin, we'll be machzim the first two times. We give him another two times. I mean, by the third time already, if what he says sounds like is your good, then machzir no yisay. Ein mamish midvarav, if he keeps on with all of his narishkeitness, all of his nonsense, ein machzir no yisay. Aha. So in bazoi l'choy shver bar mishnah, this brayse says the first two times, even ein mamish midvar machzir no yisay. Our mishnah says, no, ubavachi ish mamish midvarav, which sounds like each time will only be machzir him if he says something which has sense, which has logic. Amra Papa Tirgama, you can go and learn our Mishnah, that the Mishnah is consistent with the Braisa, that when it says in our Mishnah that Ubavachi Shmamish Midvarim is going to be Pamshniv Eilach, starting from number 3 and 4 and 5. But the first two times, Machzir Noisai, even if what on the surface appears to be gibberish, take it back. If he wants to hear, file a new motion for reconsideration, we'll take him back once or twice, even if the Varim Shein B'mamish. But after two times, Mister, you can't keep on draining us a cup, otherwise this will go on forever. But how do you know if it's Yesh by Mamish or Ain by Mamish? You're going to send along the people that are taking him to push off the cliff. You think these are gross? Tell me the Chavar. The Masrin and Lay Zugad Rabban. We send along, presumably with the executioners, we send a couple of, a pair of rabbis, and they listen. They listen and they see that what he's saying, there is some sense, there's some logic to what he's saying, but otherwise not. So why the first two times do we not say the same thing and say, why do we allow them, these convicted, to come back to the courtroom, even if ain mamish midvarav, to do this, be moist in the zugad rabbanan, and let them hear, ikam mamish or not? Unfortunately, this person is chil ura oda yechezum. He knows he only has a few minutes left in this world, so therefore he's trembling and he's in great trepidation, and he can barely mouth the words that he wants to say. So the first two times, if he may have had in mind already better defenses, and he just didn't get to it, or he just was too afraid to open his mouth. Therefore, the first two times we allow him a free pass, in the sense that even ein mamish midvarim machzir noisai. But by the time we get to the third time, now things should have, you should be a little bit more calm and collected. Now if he says something that sounds logical and sensible, take him back. But if not, it's all over. Okay, Zukta Mishnah. Matzlo yischus. What happens if after the sentencing, and after he's already on his path, and the person started waving the flags because we have Baruch Hashem, somebody came up with a one schus, but true, okay, even though previously he was convicted, now he is acquitted. V'imlav, but if not, yatzal yisakel. Unfortunately, continue taking him for skila. And according to Lefana, and we're going to have, at the time that we're taking him out for skila, there's going to be a proclamation made. Somebody's going to make take a bullhorn, and is going to start announcing, Ish ployni ben ployni, Yankel ben Beryl, Yoitzli Sokol is going out for Skila, Al Sha'over, Aveira Ployni, because he was over on this terrible Aveira, Uploini Uploini Eidov, and the Eidim that were there at the time were Reuben and Shimon. Kol Misha Deir Leschus, if anybody still has a Schus, Yovoi, V'Yelamed Olav, Nuk, Shnel, come before it's too late. Omer Abayi, V'Tzorachel Meimar, even though in our Mishnah it only said, Ployni ben Ployni, Yoitzil Sokol, Asha Over Aveda Ployni, so Ployni Ployni Eidov, you have to add that this Aveda took place beyond Ployni, Ubishah Ployni, Ubamakam Ployni. What's the reason why we have to do that? The Ilma Ikadiyadi, we also amazing Lahu, because perhaps since we're saying Ployni Ployni Eidov, and this took place on Monday morning at 8 o'clock in front of 180th Street, or somewhere, whatever it was. So then people will hear that, what, Yankel, Reuven and Shimon were there on Monday morning there, 180th, not true. They were here in Bismarck, they were in Chicago. So that's why you have to add these additional words, so you should be able to mazim lehu if you have, in fact, any suspicion that these eidim are false. Now, in most Gemaras, we end off this omud, ukruz yoitz lefanav in meyikar aloi, that the cruise goes out in front of him, but not earlier. What means not earlier? Says Rashi, it doesn't take Arboim Yoim Koidim. See Rashi about 6-7 lines before the end. Arboim Yoim Koidim. We wouldn't announce it 40 days earlier. And then most Gemaras, that's where the Amid ends, and then we go to the Amid base.
When is this being the announcement happening? What's the Sefer?
Look back at the Mishnah. When they're taking him out, at the time that he is going to Yotzeli Sakya, there's a person who's a town crier. He has a booming voice. The boys are, he's fighting and fighting! Etc. Yotzeli Sakya, and anybody that finds his chus should immediately say it.
He should publicize it in 30 days. It shouldn't just be there. Who's going this one?
The Gemara is, our Mishnah is saying, you go in front of that fellow. That person is now leaving the Besdin. Presumably two heavy-duty guys are pulling him from both sides. He shouldn't flee. And then a person who's a big crier says, Rabbi Say, you know what's happening now? We have a historic, unfortunate occasion where this Yankel ben Beryl is going out for Skila because he was Mechal Shabbos, and the two Edom are Reuven and Shimon. Says Abaya, you have to add, when was he Mechal Shabbos? On the past Shabbos, and it was at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it happened in the field over there. Why are we making all these announcements? Because number one, if anybody has any evidence to show that he was a shogeg, he wasn't amazing, or whatever, or it could be Mazel, he was in Chicago. Okay?
But I'm saying that if you why not? There's some mechanism during the trial or when it's...
Maybe he'll be acquitted. We don't want to say Lushan Hara that this person is being...
Yeah, because I hardly ever convicted anybody.
That's also very, very rare.
We want to get the word out so that there should be... This could be just a basin of 23 up in Rosh Hanikra or something.
Yeah.
And it's, you don't...
They were all appointed by the Senator Gottel. You couldn't just take anybody. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so Rashi says that above year 40 days before... Then they did not make this announcement. They made it as he's walking to the gallows, so to speak. Where does Rashi get this 40 days from? So from here to the bottom of the Omid, most Gemaras do not have that. Certainly none of the older editions, and not even any of the modern-day art scroll editions. Neither the blue, neither the red. But in our Gemaras, we do have this piece. And the reason why you don't have it in any of the Gemaras is because it was taken out by the censors, and you'll see why. Frank Demore, you're telling me that he only had Cruz Yoitz Lefonim when they were taking him to the base of Skila. But Tani, we learned Erev Pesach to Lul Yeshu. They went and hung Yeshu, Yoshka, on Erev Pesach. They have among them that they have the Last Supper, so maybe he ate his Last Supper on Erev Pesach. Maybe it means a Matzah, maybe the next day. Whatever, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, they Tolu Yeshu. They went and hung him. Presumably they first did Skila, and then they did...
Special edition
with an E or special edition with an A?
Exactly what I was thinking.
I know. It's your influence. Anyway, Rakruz Yoitz Lefonov, how many days before? Look at Rakruz Yoitz Lefonov, says Brother Shai. Rakruz Yoitz Lefonov. Mem Yoim. Mem Yoim Koidim. See, third line after Gemara. Right? Which says Gemara. Goes down three lines. Akruz Yoitzul Fonim Mem Yoim Koidim, 40 days before. That's why Rashi said, in that special case, it was 40 days before, but normally the Kruz is Yoitze on that day. Anyway, continuing on, Koidim Shehu Yoitze Lisokul, that 40 days earlier they met a Gantze Kruz, that he's going out for Skila, Al Shekishev, he did Kishev, that he says, Vidiach as Yisrael, that he caused many of Klai Yisrael to sin with Avoy Dezar. Kol Mishedeh Lishchus, whoever has Schus, Yavri Lamed Olo, unfortunately or fortunately, nobody found the schus, but Talub Ber Pesach, and he was hung. So now the question is, here in our Mishnah it says...
Talub is Skila, is it Talub after Skila?
Yes, I said that a minute ago, we'll repeat it again. Yeah. That presumably, although the Mishnah doesn't mention it, presumably first they had the Skila, and then they hung him up.
Oh, yeah.
Omer Ula. So now, what's the Gemara's kasha? The kasha is, we just finished saying the fun of in Meikar Eloi, I see from this story, this price of Mekyeshu, that 40 days, and now I understand the Rashi, that the Rashi said about the 40 days. Good. Omer Ula, v'tizbra, you ask me a kasha, let me ask you even a stronger kasha. Barafuches chusu, meisesu, you just simply said, v'heises v'idich es chameises. V'rachmona omer leisach ol ischas olav. So then, under normal circumstances, we wouldn't have any Kruz Yoitzel Lefonim to try to go and save him. We'd want to go and burn him at the stake as quickly as possible. I don't mean burning at the stake, I mean to go into the Skila, and we do the clear. Ella Shani Yeshu, the Kor of the Malchus, he was close to the Malchus, and so therefore, we, the Bezin, had to appear to be as genteel and as gentlemanly as possible. They say, okay, we're going to get 40 days, anybody's going to have a final option to go and bring in all types of rice and evidence and this and that.
Where's the crucifix here, the Slav?
Doesn't mention. That's in the further censors, but that was
not. I'm going to get cross with you.
Tanu Rabbanan.
Excuse me. In the case of a Meses Mediach, if he's guilty, yes. But if someone has a schus to actually acquit the guy, then he's really innocent.
We're not saying that you don't, that no. person comes schus and we're going to stop the proceedings. But we're not going to go backwards. We're not going to go overboard to go and try to help out the
so
guy.
So that overboard gesture is not day. Essential part of the halacha. That's kind of like a
Yitzilo Eda.
Okay. So we suspend Yitzilo Eda for a Meses Mediach. Okay.
Correct. Tanurban, Chamisha Tamina Mahil Eliyeshu. Yeshu had five students. Matai, presumably that's Matthew. And then it's Nakai Netzer Buni Vitoida. What those are in terms of what it's Luke and Mark and the others, a Chweisvish, of the Thinif Shkutzim, were his Tamina. Asiul Matai. And then they brought in Matai, again, presumably Matthew. Omulahu,
right.
And he was trying to go and defend himself. And he said, Matai Yehorek, you're going to go and kill Matai. Voksim said in Posik, Mosse over the Eirah Bnei Elikim. Matai is going to go and see the face
Matai
of the
Matai is only a question of when.
Of when, Mosse, exactly.
Okay.
So Omulahu in, Matai Yehorek, yes, he's going to be killed. Voksim says, Matai Yomus, Ovad Shemai. So therefore, the Posik that he tried to bring, the Mosse over the Eirah, but it's another Posik, Mosse Yomus, Ovad Shemai. Asiul and Nakai, now they brought in Nakai. Omulahu, Nakai Yehorek. We're going to go and kill him. Oops, so Naki will be killed. As you Netzer, if anything, he's going to go and sprout. He's going to be great, not go and kill him. In Netzer Yehorek, Dechsev, the Ator Shlach, the Mikibrecha, Kenetzer Nisav. Like a Netzer, which is Nisav, which is a Toyeva, which is a. Expelled and rejected and abomination. Asiul Buni, so they brought Buni. Amalahu Buni Yehorek, Vaksiv, Bini Bukhari Yisrael, Buni like Bini. Amralei, in Buni Yehorek, Vaksiv, Hine Anoich Yehorek as Bincha Bechairacha, Bincha de Buni Bechairacha Megitim Hakim. Asiul Toida, finally they brought Toida, Amalahu, Toida Yehorek, Vaksiv Nizmal Asaida. Amralei, in Toida Yehorek, Vaksiv, Zaveach Toida, whoever goes and Shechs Toida, Yechabdonani, that's a kibbut for the Bashlam. Now, before we continue on, what's the inyan of they answered all of these psukim? So Rashi says, again, all these Rashis from Yehorek Noki, that was also part of the censor. This was not printed until these Gemaras printed it.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, he says, Uchuva ba'almahu, you see, skip a line in the Rashi, Uchuva ba'almahu, neo umais, shekar v'malchasoyo, since he was close to the Malchus, v'yitzrichim l'hoshev al-ko ra'yish shel hevel shel ahem. Obviously, each one of these rayas from the psukim are meaningless, because when it says in the pasuk Mosei Ovoi, as our good friend and brother Shelley said, Mosei doesn't mean Matai. It means Mosei, when Ovoi Berelkim, when will I come and see you? Mm-hmm. However, since these were rayas shel hevel, we had to go and bring another pasuk to go and say, you have a pasuk, we have a pasuk, just the opposite, to go and show them that what they're talking about is Ishtus. Okay, so now since we spoke about that's why this is an introduction to the next Gemara. Until we learned these last few psukim for the last hundreds of years, probably nobody knew what the next Gemara is related to over here. Amr Bshu ben Levi. Kol ha-zaveach is Yitzray. Whoever goes and shechs his Yetzer Hara, umisvadog. When we say shechs his Yetzer Hara, means that his Yetzer Hara comes to him and he thwarts him and he meets up to the challenge, and he's victorious against his Yetzer. Umisvado olav, and afterwards says any type of vidoy malo v'kosak yilakim v'kodesh baruch v'shnei olamim ho'ilam hazeh v'ilam haba. By doing this, by fighting against the Yetzer Hara and being victorious, then he's mechaber kodesh baruch in this world and that world. Chasiv zaveach toidi chabdonani. Whoever goes and zaveach, he goes and shechs the Yetzer Hara. Toide, he says, vidoy for the Rebbeinu Shalom to atone for any sins. Chabdon, he's a double kibud. What does this have to do with our Gemara before?
That's
the Masim of the Toide. Now we know the Hemshech Hapsuk and the Hemshech HaGemars. Now since we mentioned Reb Shimon Levi, we're going to have a similar one. Reb Shimon Levi, when the Beis Midrash came, on the makrav oila, schar oila biyadei. When the Beis Midrash was standing, he brought an oila, he had the schar for an oila. Mincha schar, mincha biyadei. Where there is no Beis Midrash, unfortunately, a person who conducts himself with modesty and humility, it's as if he brought all the kabbalists, not only a carbon oiler, mitamincha, mitachatas, if he had a chiyuv, and mitashlamim, all the kabbalists, shenem, it says in Pasuk, zivchei elikim, ruach nishbara. So since it says the word zivchei, which is the lashon rabim, so it's saying ruach nishbara, a person who has a ruach nishbara inside him, a leiv shafel, a datishvela, so it's as if he was brought all the kabbalists, not just an oiler and a mincha, but zivchei elikim, all his vach. Even more than that, Elishem Tfilas in the Manus, his Tfilah is not rejected by Hashem. Shenemar, Leiv Nishba Venitke, Elikim Loi Sivza. When a person goes and davens to Hashem with a broken heart, then Elikim Loi Sivza, Kadosh Baruch Hu won't reject it. Kadosh Baruch Hu will open up the Shari Tfilah and bring in that Tfilah in.
What an attribute of Rachamon.
Yeah, exactly. Shkoyach. On to the next Mishnah. And we continue talking about, unfortunately, someone who's never convicted. And it's going to get executed. We're 10 amis away from the edge. We tell him now his vada. Now it's time to say vidoy to get an atonement for your sins. Not only you, anybody that we take out Nebuch to be killed, they have to be misvada. You got a chance to go to El Baba if you're misvada. Like we find by Ochan. You all probably recall from your Tanakh days that Ochan unfortunately did a terrible thing. Yeah. What did he do? Terrible thing. That Klal Yisrael went out to Mechum in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, an announcement was made that nobody should take from the Shaul from the booty. And unfortunately, Ochan did take. But nobody knew about it, except the Gemara's going to tell us his wife knew about the children. But nobody in Klal Yisrael knew about the fact that Ochan had taken from the booty. And in fact, Kadosh Baruch Hu got very angry at Klal Yisrael. And he said, Yisrael chata, Klal Yisrael has sinned. And Yeshua ben Nun says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's the sin? Somebody took from the booty. One person took, and you're saying the whole Klal Yisrael. So we're going to talk about that.
That's how we got the expression, Ochan Vei.
I never knew that. But very good. Anyway, so it continues the Gemara. So we say, Vayan Ochan, Vihal Teshir, Ken Matzina Ba'ochan, Shomel Yeshua, Yeshua said to him, Bini, Simna Kabbal Hashem Alekei Yisrael, V'ten Lei Toida, Bi Misvada. Toida weir doesn't mean to go and bring a carbon toida, it means go and say vidui. Vayan ochanas Yeshua, vayomer, omna, anoichi chatasi, kazoisa sisi, I tak a sin that I did terrible things, and he was takim his father. Uminayin she keep alay vidui. How do we know that the vidui helped to give him a kapar Hashem? It says the Bosom, vayom Yeshua, ma'achartonu, yakarcho Hashem, vayom hazeh. The word achartonu means to ruin. You ruined us, the Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu said about Klal Yisrael, that choti Yisrael, and whole bunch of people never passed away as a result of Ochan's transgression. We're going to bring the psukim that 36 people passed away, communion Sanhedrin. We'll talk about that tomorrow's Gemara. Anyway, so Ma'achatoni Yaakov Hashem, what you have ruined by Klai Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu should go and ruin you, B'yayim Hazeh, says Imam, B'yayim Hazeh, At Ochar, today you are ruined. But now that you've said, Vidui, B'yat Ochar Le'olam Haba, after you pass away, you're going to go Olam Haba, the Vidui will help to atone you for your terrible sins. What happens if the person says, I don't know how to say vidui? We tell them, emor, then say the following words. This misa that I'm going to have should be a kapara, an atonement for all of my averes. All of my averes means not only this aver that I'm doing presently, for which I was convicted, but any prior averes. What happens if he knows that this whole thing is baloney? Because there are Edom Zoymimin. However, unfortunately, he didn't have Edom Azimin that came in from Chicago that said that you were together with us in Chicago. So, but what can he do? So, Oymer, what he should say is, Teimi Sosei Kapora Al Kolam Anoisai, Chutz Mi Ovinzeh. I'm unfortunately going to get executed. I'm being executed for an offense which I did not commit. However, I do have other Averis, so I want that this means there should be a Kapora on all my Averis except for this one. Amrloi, the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, we respectfully disagree, because him Cain, you're now opening up the doorway, you call Adam Oymer Cain, Kedlanakis Atmai. Said anybody that is being taken now, Nebuch, to the base of Skilo, or base of Sreifa, wherever they're being taken, Chas V'Shalom, to be killed, any one of them is going to say the same thing. He's going to go and say, it's taka true that I did other Averas, but I didn't do this Avera. And therefore he's going to be Moitzila, says Rashi, on the Edom and on the Dayanim, that they are executing him against the rules, against the law.
But in this country, if you claim, if you're the president, you claim that you didn't remember that you didn't do any of these things, mm-hmm. you get, can you pardon yourself?
You have to speak to the secular law experts.
Okay.
We get back to the Gemara now. Turn it around. And now, you know, everything is fine. We're going to continue now here on the Amud Beis and into tomorrow's Daf, discussing at some length about Ochan. Turn it around. It says in the Pasuk, no. Now, what is a no? Yeshua said to Ochan in number 3 here on the side, Torah Rashalim, V'yam Yeshua el Ochan b'ni, simno covered la'ashem al-Kei Yisrael, v'ten lo'y toida, and go and be mesvada, say vidui on your aveis. So, Timur, ain't no lashem akasha. So, what's the bakasha here? Yeshua Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yeshua, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Yeshua, Chati Yisrael, Chai Yisrael has sinned, because they've taken from the booty. Am lefanav, see, Yeshua said, Rabbi Nishalayim, mi chata, tell me who? Amalei, v'chi dilter amilach. You think I'm your snitch? I'm going to go and be a tattletale, I'm going to tell you. You figure it out. How am I going to figure it out? Nobody's going to go and raise his hand and volunteer. So, hapel gerol, let's go make a goyle.
Is not a request?
No, it's a request.
Yeah, because that was in Ellie Steinberg's not issue last night.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Yeah. So tell them that we learned this in the Gemara today.
Terrific.
Beautiful. Halach lihipo gerol, so what did he do? He taka was mapel gerol, and guess what? Benefol a gerol al ochan, the gerol fell on ochan, that he was the bad guy.
Yeah.
Amli Yeshua, submitchem tonight. We'll have a shiur starting at 7:45, okay? If you can come in person, it's great. And that
second floor?
We'll probably start on the first floor. We'll see how it works out. Omli Yeshua. So Yeshua said to him, Mekoyrel atabo alai, you're coming against Omloi. So now Ochan is saying back to Yeshua, Yeshua, Mekoyrel atabo alai, you're coming against me with a goyrel? Atvelozer akoyin shnegvil yadar atem. What would happen if imani mapal aleichem goyrel? What happens if I would go and make a goyrel against you and Eliezer HaKoyim, maybe it's Eliezer HaKoyim, what would be, Al-Echem Mikem Unoif, it's certainly going to fall on one of you, right, if you make a goyel. And therefore, are you going to tell me that one of you happens to be guilty of something or other? No. Anytime you map a goyel, it's going to fall on somebody, even the lottery, even if the first 10 times nobody wins, but eventually, somebody's going to win, so 1 out of 10 billion people, it's going to happen to somebody. So, says Rashi, you have no eidim against me. If you want to go and Chas V'Sholem go and bring a case again, you have to have Eidim, Pishnayim Eidim, Shloish Eidim, Yochum Dover. Not based on a Goyro. It's Amaloy, so Yeshua said, Bakosh Mamcha, I ask you, that's the Lashon No, please, Bakosha. Al Toitzi Laz Al Gerolis, please do not say anything bad about Gerolis. Don't undermine Gerolis. I see the Eretz Yisrael, Chutus Chalib Gerol, because eventually Eretz Yisrael at the end of the all these Muhammad, we can have the kibbutz for chilek in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Eventually, we're going to go and divide up the Gantz Eretz Yisrael based on the girl. Shenema ach begirl yin chalik is aret. So, if you're going to go and call into question the power of a girl, then everybody will say, So, therefore, ten toida. Rather, what you should do is go and say vidui on your chatoy. Ravina, so Ravina said, Shechude shachte the mile. What Yeshua told them by saying, go and say vidui, it's as if he was giving him a bribe. What means giving a bribe? He was suggesting, kalum nevakish b'mcha elohida. Do me a favor, all I'm asking for you is go and say vidui. Tell elohida, be potter. Go and say a vidui and you'll be potter. Now, Ochan was a little bit misled by what Yeshua said. He understood be potter means that you'll be free now from oinish and from punishment. V'yan Ochan as Yeshua v'yomar, he was made a full vidui. By the fact that he said the words, it wasn't that this was the first time now in the time of Yeshua Benun, but already he sinned in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was violated a chirim at that time. Shnayim bimei Moshe, v'yachem bimei Yeshua. Shenemar, kazois, bekazois, asisi. Asisi, what I did now, was kazois, kazois, like I did previously in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have three altogether, kazois, kazois, asisi. Rabbi Yochan Amar, Mishum Rebeluza, Reb Shimon, Chamisha, not three times, he said, he says five times. Arba mimei Moshe, v'yachem bimei Yeshua. Shenemar, anoichi kazotasi, bekazois, bekazois, asisi. Now where do I see five times? Because each kazois, we said, is one. Two kazois is another one, is two. Asisi is three. But it doesn't just say kazois, kazois. It says vikazois, ukazois, with the two vavs, add one more each time. So ukazois is two, ukazois is two, is four, Sisi is five altogether. So now, when did this happen? Four times in the times of Moshe, one time in the times of Yeshua. Now you're thinking to yourself, what Milchamas were in times of Moshe, where there was Sholo, where there was Budi, Midian, what Chayim was it?
Midian, of course.
Okay, so do you have four times, or you only have one?
One, but he could have taken from four different places or something.
Okay, so the good news is Rabbeinu Chananel already asked his kasha, and he gives your teretz together with four others. If you look at the middle of the Rabbeinu Chananel here on the right side, you see smack in the middle it says, Do you have that? Right?
Yes.
Baruch Hashem. Pirish, Bechayrim, Midyar, that's number one. And then Bechayrim, Kanani, Melech, Harod is two. Or Bechayrim, Sichon is three. Or Bechayrim, Oig is four. It'll be Moshe. Or Bechayrim, Yericho, Bimei Yeshua, Arihei, that's the five altogether. So you have the four for the Torah, one from Yeshua, five altogether. Frey Timar, if you're telling me that he already sinned four times in times of Moshe Rabbeinu, so why are we punishing him now in the times of Yeshua? At Hashem, my time of Leanish, we should have pitched him already then. That to go and get patch for Nistorois, that only happens after Klal Yisrael went over the Yarden. Kitanoi, like I said in the Pasuk, and Nistorois Hashem l'kinman, Mikos l'nu b'neinu, ad oilam. Now, in our Gemara we don't have it, but if you look in the Sefer Torah,
sure,
and even in good Chumashim, you have little pintalach. Pintalach means dots. On Nistorois Hashem l'kinu, and Niklois, l'nu b'neinu, ad oilam. L'ma nokud al l'nu Ulvanenu v'al ayin shebi'ad. In other words, those last few words. Lon ulvanenu ad on the ayin, and those words, you have dots. What is the purpose?
Didn't he
Say
get punished also for the Klal Yisrael sin in Klal Yisrael?
No, that's where Israel was defeated. That's where the army of Israel was defeated.
So they didn't.
Right. It wasn't that he did the chet at Ai. It's a result of the chet that he did previously at Yericho when they fought the next battle in Ai. Unfortunately, people died.
Right.
How many people died? Our Gemara is going to tell us 36. Okay. Where is the Gemara taken from? For a pasuk in Yoshua.
That's why I'm not too hard on Ai.
Ah, that's a very good reason. Anyway, getting back to our
Gemara.
I'm a little bit nechemia. I'm a little bit nechemia. I'm a little bit nechemia. I'm a little And Omalei Rechem Yevchin Onesh Al Nistoris the Oilam. You're telling me that the Gabi Nister was only at Shavu Yisrael's Yard, but after he passed out over the Yarden, then they were Onesh Al Nistoris. Ayvak and Emer Ad Oilam means that on Niglo Islam of Al Oilam forever and ever. Not only when they until they went over the Yarden, but even after they passed over the Yarden. If somebody did something to Nister, how can I and you be guilty for it? We don't even know that it took place. It was Nister. It's totally hidden. Not only didn't they give an oinish to the Nistaris, which goes forever, if we don't know people are sinning, what are we supposed to do about it? Not only that, but even the oinish begoloi, they didn't give pech at Shavu Yisrael Siyardin. So Timur Ela Ochan, my time at Yadish, why is he getting pech now for what he did during the times of the Midbar?
Right.
Nobody knew about it, it was Nistar. No, it was known to his wife and to his kids, and therefore, since it's three people, Haishanat Tzibur, normally we say the Mushal Legabe, Lashon Hara, and other things, Chavre Chavre, it's like, word will get around. So even though it was his own family, it's considered to be Begolui, and that's why he did get a punishment. Not then, when they passed over the Yarden, then he was going to get punished.
It's like a Gilgul Shvua type thing. Once you're convicting him on this, you convict him on all his mitzvahs.
Very good. Mitzvahs, yeah. Okay, we'll stop on the Arabic side. For those of you that are